Good evening, and thank you for joining tonight's telephone town hall hosted by the C470 Corridor Coalition. My name is Roger, and I'll be your moderator tonight as we discuss C470 and the proposed improvements to the freeway and addition of tolled express lanes with Jefferson County Commissioner Donald Rozier, CDOT Commissioner Ed Peterson, Lakewood Mayor Bob Murphy, Executive Director of the High Performance Transportation Enterprise, Mike Schrodis, and CDOT Project Director, Jerome Estes. Before we get started, I want to tell you about the format for tonight's call. We'd like this to be very interactive, so if you'd like to ask our panel a question, please press star 3 on your telephone keypad and you'll be transferred to an operator who will take down some basic information and get you in the queue. Once the operator notes your information, you'll be returned to the meeting and can listen to the conversation until you're called upon. So please press star 3 now on your keypad to ask a question. Since our panel would like to get to as many questions as possible, we'll ask you to limit yourself to just one question. If you're chosen, I'll call your name and ask you to repeat the question for our live audience. We'll also be asking a polling question later tonight, and I'll explain that process to you in just a few minutes. So with that, Commissioner Rozier, would you get us started and talk a little bit about the history of the C470 Coalition?
Thanks, Roger. My name is Donald Rozier, and I represent District 3 on the Jefferson County Commission. District 3 includes the areas along C-470 from approximately Sheridan West. The C-470 Coalition was formed in February of 2011 to provide a forum for local governments, business organizations, and citizens to consider funding options and ultimately reach consensus on a plan to pay for C-470 improvements. We all know the C-470 corridor is heavily congested each day, and the congestion will worsen in the future with continued regional growth. A key goal of the project is to offer travel time reliability. Unfortunately, public funding is not available in sufficient amounts to pay for the additional highway capacity to meet travel demands. Several funding options were presented to the public for consideration and tolled express lanes received the most support. In February of 2013, the C-470 Coalition obtained consensus on express lanes as the preferred C-470 funding alternative. I am looking forward to the discussion tonight, so please remember to press star 3 to ask a question.
All right, thank you, Commissioner. Again, star 3 if you'd like to ask a question. It'll just take a minute with our operator to get your information down, and we'll get you on the call with our audience in just a few minutes. C-470 has required a great deal of collaboration over the past several years. I'd like to turn the call over now to Mayor Bob Murphy to discuss that collaboration. Mayor, go ahead.
Thanks, Roger. My name is Bob Murphy, and I've served as the mayor of Lakewood since 2007, and during that time I'm a past chair of the Metro Mayor's Caucus and a longtime chair of our Transportation Task Force, so I've spent many years talking about infrastructure and specifically transportation issues throughout the region and throughout the state. And this project on C-470 is a collaborative effort involving the support of many entities, and I just want to quickly tick off five or six of those. First of all, the C-470 Corridor Coalition of local governments and other entities developed the proposal with extensive public input. The Federal Highway Administration is providing funding and oversight. The state of Colorado is also providing funds. The Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, will oversee the project design and construction, and CDOT, by the way, will continue to own the highway. And the CDOT High Performance Transportation Enterprise, which was created in 2009, will secure the private funds by selling revenue bonds to investors, which will be repaid over time. And then finally, C-470 Corridor Coalition member Douglas County has contributed millions of dollars to the planning and design of the project and will contribute $10 million to construction. So once again, I'm glad to be here tonight and look forward to hearing your questions. Don't forget to press star 3 to ask a question. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. C-470 is an example of how Colorado is looking differently at transportation in general. Why don't I call on Commissioner Ed Peterson next. Ed, would you introduce yourself and talk about this new era of transportation?
Well, thank you, Roger. I would love to. First of all, as a former Lakewood City Council member, I'm glad to be joined this evening by my longtime friend, Bob Murphy, and as a representative of District 2 on the Transportation Commission, which is Jefferson County, also my good friend, Don Rozier, who you heard from previously. You know, during the previous era of transportation, we built roads primarily for cars and trucks. When they reached capacity, we added more lanes, and then those lanes filled up. Today, in our busiest corridors, we design and build roads that provide people with transportation choices, optional efficiencies so that transit riders, carpoolers, single-occupant vehicle drivers, and even those who are walking or on bicycles can benefit from the same project. One of the most effective techniques for reducing traffic delays is sometimes called express lanes, which Don mentioned was the preferred C-470 funding alternative selected by the coalition. We are currently building express lanes on US 36 and extending them onto I-25. Unfortunately, CDOT is dedicated to providing mobility and maintaining choice. We are focused on meeting your needs to get you from point A to point B and ensuring that transportation helps grow our economy. For the purposes of C-470 improvements, the Colorado Department of Transportation will oversee project design and construction, using a design-build-delivery method to expedite this very important project. This means a conceptual design will be provided to an engineering and contracting team, which will undertake the final design and construction. I'm glad to be here tonight and look forward to hearing your questions. Once again, don't forget to press *3 to ask a question.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. As Ed noted, this project will be managed by CDOT. Why don't we call on the project director, Jerome Estes, next, and we'll go through a little bit about the project scope and schedule, and then we'll get to questions. We've got folks ready to go, and if you'd like to ask a question, press *3. So, Jerome, would you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about scope and schedule?
Thanks, Roger. My name is Jerome Estes, and I am the project director on behalf of CDOT. The current project extends from Interstate 25 to Wadsworth. The ultimate project will extend west to Kipling. C-470 will be improved to add tolled express lanes, one or two lanes in each direction, varying by location, plus associated improvements. We will add two westbound tolled express lanes from I-25 to Colorado Boulevard and one westbound tolled express lane from Colorado Boulevard to Wadsworth. Eastbound, we will add one tolled express lane from just west of the Platte River to I-25. Motorists will have the choice of using the existing two general purpose or free lanes or paying to use the tolled express lanes. Transponders and photo billing will be used like they are on the East 470 highway. Additionally, CDOT plans to add auxiliary lanes between select interchanges. These locations include University to Broadway, Broadway to Lucent, Lucent to Santa Fe, and Santa Fe to Platte Canyon westbound only. Preliminary schedules have construction for the C-470 improvements between I-25 and Wadsworth beginning in the summer of 2016 and being mostly complete by December of 2017. Construction activities may extend beyond that date. Construction is estimated to cost $230 million. Available public funds total $112 million, leaving a gap of $118 million needed from the sale of bonds to be repaid with toll revenues over time. Also, CDOT has applied for a $15 million federal Tiger Grant. If received, this grant would reduce the amount needed from bond sales. We'll talk about financing for this project a little later in the program.
All right. Thank you, Jerome. Why don't we get to our first set of questions? And don't forget, if you'd like to ask a question of our panel, press *3 and you'll speak to an operator and we'll get you in line. All right. Let's call on Karen first. Karen, go ahead. Hold on, Karen. I'm trying to get this to work. There we go. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, thanks. I guess this consideration is a little bit late, but I just wanted to know whether light rail had been considered to be able to connect the tech center to Jefferson County building and just complete that loop around the city with light rail and take cars off the road rather than adding more lanes and more cars to the road.
All right, good question, Karen. Commissioner Peterson, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Karen, for that question. Yes, as a matter of fact, alternatives were considered in the original environmental assessment, but it did not meet the purposes and need for addressing congestion, reducing traveler delay, and providing a reliable trip. But transit improvements will be part of it, although RTD has no near-term plans for C-470 bus service, they believe that commuter service on C-470 will be a valuable option. Congestion levels are sufficiently reduced to permit reliable service to their patrons. The tolled express lanes will help provide this. Significant ridership exists, which I believe they are working on that right now, and funding becomes available. RTD buses will be allowed to use the tolled express lanes without paying a toll. RTD has been a very active member of the C-470 Corridor Coalition and has supported the addition of the tolled lanes. I hope that answered your question, and thank you for that question.
Good question to start us off. Let's go to Florine next. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yes, you did. It's Florine. I have a question for you. From Kent Carroll, going north to Golden, it's very icy in the wintertime. I was just wondering why they can't clean the roads a lot better on 470, protect us, you know, or put a light rail from this end of town, you know, from, say, the south to the north, you know. That light rail, it would be wonderful. It's so crowded in the mornings, and it's so icy in the mornings. We, you know, over by, I would say, there's an area in there where it's Rooney Road by Morrison. In that area, it's very, very slick in the wintertime. And I've driven that road for many years, and it's just very, very icy.
Trump?
Lots of accidents. I was just wondering why they're not maintaining the roads better.
We'll call in Jerome. Go ahead, Jerome.
We have noted your maintenance concerns on this segment of highway, and we do have a maintenance shed in Morrison. We will look at possibly routing trucks from other part of the state. It is challenging in Colorado. We just have a variety of weather we deal with, but we have taken your comment down, and we will follow through on that.
All right, very good. Let's go to Mike next. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to know why we don't use some of the funds that are available for mass transit to just add lanes, because that is what people need. It's not mass transit. We need lanes. We don't need private people making money off of us.
You want to take that?
I'd be happy to. Mike, thank you very much for your question. Today, right now, CDOT has identified $102 million in state and federal funding, and Douglas County is contributing $10 million for construction of the phase one of these improvements. Now, this will leave a funding gap of around $118 million. So with that funding gap, there's a value for money proposition study for C-470, which is nearing completion, which looks at available resources and outcomes. And the preliminary results right now in the initial assessment indicates that, given the size and scope of the project, a better option may be more traditional public financing, not necessarily a P3. So HPTE will continue to seek public input once that study is released, and CDOT was considering public input and with the study, and will make a final decision later on in October. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good question so far. Again, if you'd like to ask our panel a question, press star 3. That last caller asked about why are we looking at outside additional money. Earlier, Jerome mentioned there was a funding gap of approximately $118 million, so this might be a good time to ask Mike Sirotis, who is the Executive Director of the High Performance Transportation Enterprise, better known as HPTE, to talk a little bit about financing. Mike, would you do that for us?
Sure thing, Roger. Thanks. The High Performance Transportation Enterprise is a separate government-owned business within CDOT that helps the state determine the best ways to finance large, important projects like this one. The way the process works typically is that CDOT identifies the important project needs. Then we at the High Performance Transportation Enterprise conduct extensive analysis to determine the best financing option to make it happen as quickly as possible. We look at the costs, the risks, and benefits of the different project financing options, and as part of that analysis, we study the financial impacts of partnering with a private entity. Now, there are a lot of misperceptions about these public-private partnerships, or P3s as they're called. In reality, very few projects meet the criteria for this kind of financing, and that's why there are so few projects built this way. When HPTE has chosen to use a P3, as we did on US 36, CDOT always remains the owner of the road, and there are a tremendous amount of protections and performance guarantees built into the agreements with the private sector. Now, for C470, the value for money study, which we have commissioned, is nearing completion. That study looks at available resources and outcomes. The preliminary results and initial assessments indicate that, given the size and scope of the C470 project, a better option may be traditional public financing rather than a P3. HPT could use the toll revenue bonds to finance the project and cover the project funding gap and to complete the project. CDOT will consider the VFM study, the value for money study, and plans to make a final decision in October of this year, next month. Roger.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go to our next question, and let's call on Carolyn. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes,
Carolyn,
sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. I was trying to write this stuff down, but what I got from it was that you're going to be putting in toll roads in and around the 470 Wadsworth Kipling kind of area. Is that correct?
Go ahead with your. Why don't you just ask your question, and then I'll call on Jerome. So you want to the.
Okay. My question is I. In the past, I did a lot of driving from the C-470 Wadsworth area to DIA, and originally thought that C-470 East was going to be great. It was going to be fast, which it is fast, to get to the airport, get out that part of town. However, it is extremely expensive. So my concern is now. Currently, I'm doing a lot of driving from the C-470 Wadsworth Kipling type area out to the Golden area, and so I'm trying to understand: is that going to be toll roads now? And
right.
The cost
that's good.
Be, you know,
good.
It's going to be
thanks,
expensive.
Carolyn. Good question, Jerome. Maybe talk a little bit. You'll have a choice between, you know, our project limits to use a toll lane or not. Maybe talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Okay, as Roger noted, an important point is that we are keeping the existing general purpose lanes free. Those lanes that you can use today without paying a toll, you will be able to use tomorrow when this project is done without paying a toll. Our new express toll lanes will be what motorists will use if they are looking for a reliable trip that will go along with paying a toll. And once again, the project limits for the current project on the table is from I-25 to Wadsworth, roughly. And there are going to be more details about the exact limits of the project a little bit later. But just one more time, two toll express lanes westbound from I-25 to roughly Colorado, then one toll express lane from Colorado to Wadsworth. The eastbound single toll express lane will pick up just west of the Platte River and then extend to I-25. And something for you that you may note, once this project's done, if you're using this facility to go to the airport, you will have the opportunity to have a continuous seamless trip if you are looking to make a flight at a certain time, because you could potentially hop into the eastbound toll express lane and then just continue on through to E-470.
Very good. Let's go to Brian next. Brian, go ahead.
Hi. How you doing? I was just wondering, with this project being a public project, do you have an anticipated date at which the tolls would be ended? And if so, is there a law in place that demands that cessation of toll fees?
Mayor Murphy, go ahead.
Thanks, Brian, for the question. Yes, the collected toll revenues will help to pay off the bonds that have been issued to pay for the funding gap in the project, in addition to administrative costs and maintenance. But they don't cover all of the costs associated with the project. So at this point, CDOT and HPTE do not anticipate that the tolls will expire. But any surplus toll revenue after those maintenance costs and administrative costs and financing debt have been satisfied can be used to fund additional improvements on the C-470 corridor. And thanks for the question.
Good questions. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 3, and we'll get you in line. Let's go to Sharon next. Sharon, go ahead.
Good evening. This is Sharon. Thank you, panel, for your thoughtful answers so far. My question has to do with personal billing and accounting. Should I choose to use the new toll lanes in either direction, will I be billed according to my current Express Toll account, or will this be a separate billing mechanism and a separate transponder on my windshield?
All right, good. Who's going to take? Commissioner Rozier, go ahead.
That is, Sharon, that's a great question and an easy one too, which I might add, which is helpful here. Yes, the answer is yes. Through state statute, it is going to be a consistent transponder usage. Thank you.
That's good news. Let's go to Josephine next. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, thanks for answering questions. I'm wondering if the lanes would be available one at a time, and would we be assured that the funds are available, or at least the funds are promised with the bonds to take all of the expenses for all of those new roads? Because it's true how terribly expensive the toll road became out to the airport. It's almost best to find all the back roads to get there in a longer period of time for some folks. Thank you.
Thanks, Josephine. Jerome, we'll have all the money in place before we start construction, correct? And there will always be an option on how you travel this part of the freeway. You want to go over that again?
Sure. In a previous question, the toll price also came up, and I think it's a good time to point out that the toll price for the C-470 express lanes is really meant to optimize traffic flow. It is a different way of managing congestion, where we adjust the toll price such that it's not too high so that nobody wants to use it, and it's not so low that it's so congested, just like the general purpose lane. So that's one important point to note about the toll price and how it's going to be set on C-470. And as far as your question about when the lanes will be available, we are planning on starting construction in 2016. In the summer of 2016, we're anticipating approximately 2 years to complete that construction. Now, the current build project is not doing two express lanes the entire length from I-25 to Kipling. As we know, the build project is terminating at Wadsworth westbound and then beginning near the Platte River bridges eastbound, but we are making provisions to expand the facility in the future when the demand on the toll lanes is sufficient enough.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Nancy next. Nancy, what's your question?
Yes, well, I was just wondering, in considering how to alleviate traffic on C-470, have you done studies in other cities and compared it to our situation as to how to, you know, better C-470 rather than just using tolls? Like, for instance, in Dallas and major cities where a lot of construction has been done recently on LBJ and Central Expressway, they have they've really improved those. And I was just wondering, because people are not going to be happy with tolls.
Thanks, Nancy. Mayor, do you want to address that?
Hi, Nancy. This is Bob Murphy. That's a great question. And, you know, I've been part of the C-470 Coalition study that looked at all the financing options. In addition to that, I've been part of a statewide transportation study that did the same thing, to look at multimodal transit improvements throughout the state. So all different funding options were looked at, and including property tax and sales tax and head tax, corporate head tax, and all sorts of things. And extensive polling was done, and, you know, at the end of the day, none of those taxes are really enormously popular, as you can imagine. So tolling is really the ultimate user fee, and again, through extensive polling, this was the method chosen to close the funding gap for the project. So I hope that makes sense, and thanks very much for the question.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. For those of you who joined us late, good evening, and thank you for joining tonight's Telephone Town Hall hosted by the C-470 Corridor Coalition. My name is Roger, and I'm your moderator as we talk about C-470 and the proposed improvements to the freeway and addition of tolled express lanes with Jefferson County Commissioner Don Roger, CDOT Commissioner Ed Peterson, Lakewood Mayor Bob Murphy, Executive Director of the High Performance Transportation Enterprise, Mike Schrodis, and CDOT Project Director, Jerome Estes. You can ask a question by pressing *3 on your keypad, and you'll be transferred to an operator who will take down some basic information to get you in the queue. So again, *3 to ask our panel a question. This might be a good time to also mention that if you need to leave the call early, and we certainly hope you'll stick around for the whole hour, but you can, if you do need to leave us early, you can leave a comment by pressing *9. So again, for those of you that can't stay on the line until late, you can press *9. Or if you'd like to ask a question, press *3. So let's get back to our questions, and we're going to go next to Katie. Katie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering if there is a website we can refer to, because I don't know if a dear friend of mine was invited to this town hall, and they have been talking about it quite often and need some more information. And I have a second question, too, if that's okay after
that.
You answer.
You bet. Well, why don't you go with that, and then we'll give the information. And
okay. The second one is, I can't remember what state I was in, but the toll lane, you could get in and out of it as you wanted to, I guess. I didn't really understand it while I was driving there, but there were certain times that you could get in it and then certain times that you could get out. And will it be the same here?
Great question. Jerome?
Accessing the express toll lane was something we spent a great deal of time thinking about. As you mentioned, around the country there are different examples of how you can get in and out of an express toll lane. I believe the one you're talking about is continuous access, where you can get in and out wherever you choose. After careful consideration, we chose a buffer-separated facility that has strategic ingress egress locations that allow people to get in and out to service the primary interchanges, but it does not allow continuous access to the express toll lanes, primarily just to reduce the sort of turbulence you might have in some of the other continuous access facilities. Does that answer your question about getting in and out?
And she wanted the website, Jerome.
Okay. So if you just type C470 Express Toll Lanes into your favorite search engine, that will take you to our website, which is www.coloradodot.info, Project C470 Express Lanes. So again, type C470 Express Lanes into your favorite browser, your favorite search engine, and that will get you to our website.
Also go to C470coalition.com, and it'll go right there also. So either or. Let's go to Jim next. Jim, we've got several Jims, so this is about West Quarter at Morrison. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I'm hearing that we have representatives from Jefferson County, Lakewood, et cetera. And, you know, I'm hearing about I-25 to Wadsworth, but what is the plan for dealing with the traffic problems with the Morrison area?
Mr. Rozier.
Hi, Jim. This is Don Rozier, one of the Jefferson County Commissioners, and we are actively engaged in putting together a similar coalition. We call it the West Connect Coalition, and it's looking at C-470 from 470 and Kipling all the way up to I-70 and then connecting even further up to looking through Highway 93, US 6, and going up to connect into Jefferson Parkway and Northwest Parkway. The first step there is to the completion of what's referred to as a PEL, which is a Planning Environmental Linkage Study. That will take a few years with this coalition to get through, and then we'll continue with this coalition of stakeholders, of elected officials and other stakeholders within the community to work forward with this coalition to making sure that we address these items to the best of our ability. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Gerald next. Gerald, go ahead. Hi, Gerald, are you still with us? All right, we lost Gerald. Let's go to Chuck next. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes, my question is, when you sell the bonds, will they be specifically sold within the United States or to foreign countries like Portugal and Spain on the East 470, where they're not paying any taxes back into the state or into the federal government?
All right, Chuck. Mike asking about selling bonds to American companies. How does that work? Go ahead.
So, Chuck, if we do, in fact, decide in October to go to the traditional bond financing model, which is likely at this point, bonds are sold on the public market, publicly offered. There will be an underwriter involved in that distribution of bonds. Those bonds will be snapped up, my guess would be, by pension funds, investment funds, management funds of one kind or another, mostly U.S., but I suppose some of those bonds would be bought by international investors. And I hope that answers your question.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Susan next. Susan, go ahead.
Hi. My question is, with the construction, how will it interfere with the existing traffic flow? Will it make delays?
Jerome, construction delays?
Well, anytime you have a major construction project going on, there is a coping aspect that goes along with that. And we do have minimizing inconvenience to the traveling public as a project goal. So we are going to do the best we can with that, but there will always be an element of just dealing with construction. But we are looking at other projects that are in the area at the same time, and we are trying to sequence those such that we don't have all of the area under construction at once.
Right. This is probably a good time to ask our polling question. I'll read you the question and ask you to, and all you have to do is to vote is press the corresponding button on your telephone keypad. So here we go. The question is, when the freeway is most congested, if you could save up to 40 minutes on your PM westbound C-470 commute from I-25 to Wadsworth, how often would you pay a corresponding toll projected to be approximately $6? So when the traffic congestion is the worst, and how often are you willing to pay $6 approximately for a 40-minute savings in your time and commute? Press 1 if you will use the tolled express lanes during the afternoon rush on a daily basis. Press 2 if you will use the westbound tolled express lanes during the afternoon rush more than once a week, but maybe not quite daily. Press 3 if you will use the westbound tolled express lanes during the afternoon rush occasionally. And press 4 if you will not use the tolled express lanes during the afternoon rush. Please vote now, and we will let you know the results in just a moment. And while you're voting, we're going to go next to Jim. Another Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I'm just trying to follow up a little bit on the, just catching briefly, the eastbound C-470, Kipling to I-25, that morning rush in the morning from, say, 7:15 to 8 o'clock in the morning, working out in the tech center every day. Do you think people really want to spend even if there's the morning rush, there's the afternoon rush, the same thing. There's that morning rush, same congestion. They really don't want to be spending that, be the $6 in the morning, $6 at night, just to get to work 5 days a week. You're spending $60 a week to drive in the car. what other ideas are they going to have? They say at 7:15 in the morning up to 8 o'clock in the morning, and the morning rush is just as bad as the evening rush.
Well, thank you for your question about tolls. Where we are in the project right now, we have projections. We don't have with 100% certainty exactly what the tolls are, and it is a little involved because the tolls will vary based on the time of day. So we can't really say that it will always be $6, but what we can say is that we want to optimize that toll price so that we can give as many people a reliable trip as possible. We aren't trying to make a certain amount of money off the tolls. We are simply trying to provide a reliable trip.
Okay, let's go next to Jim. Another Jim. We have a lot of Jims out there. Go ahead.
Well, as you can tell, us Jims aren't real happy about paying these tolls. E-470 is underutilized at this point, and the money was supposed to, they were supposed to stop paying for the tolls, and it seems we're still paying them out there. I think it's one of the highest toll roads in the entire United States. Is that true or not true?
Yes. Jim, we don't have anyone here representing E-470. It's a private facility. It's not a CDOT facility, so that could be one thing. Maybe Mayor Murphy, I could call him to talk about just the statewide challenge we have of providing funding for infrastructure, and that's kind of why we're looking at tolls here to add capacity.
Thanks, Roger, and thanks, Jim, for the question. Yeah, we, as I indicated earlier, I've been involved in first a regional conversation, C-470 specifically, and then a statewide conversation, similar ones, about funding needed transportation infrastructure, mass transit, more bike and pedestrian access, as well as more highways. And while most of us agree that we need to increase our transportation capacity, the difficulty is how we go about doing that. As I said earlier, the options of property tax and additional sales tax and any of those other funding mechanisms really are not very popular. I go back to a couple of questions from earlier in the show where people very would really like to see light rail along the western portion of 470 or on the portion of 470 from Wadsworth to I-25. And I just remind everyone that the Fast Tracks program was decided on by a vote of the people to raise the sales tax, and there were very, very specific projects designated in that Fast Tracks program. So in order to look at that option, we would have to pretty much do the same thing, go back to the ballot with a very specific ballot proposal. So thanks for the question, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're not going to believe it, but we're going to go to Jim again. Jim, you're next. Go ahead.
Well, I'm assuming that I'm the right Jim.
Yes, sir.
We keep talking about this being an improvement proposal. Now, if it's a proposal, are the people in Jefferson County, Douglas County, Arapahoe County going to be able to vote on this proposal? I don't think a toll road is going to be highly popular with the general public in those three counties. They would probably want you to look at an HOV lane or something like that. I think the toll road is going to come back and bite you. But I want the people to be able to vote yay or nay on a toll lane.
Jim, thank you. Jim, do you want to answer, Jim? Go ahead, Commissioner.
Well, thank you for the question, Jim, and this is Ed. I think there's been too many Jims here as of late, but that's quite all right. You know, these types of telephone town halls and outreaches are designed to get public comment on these types of options before final decisions are made. There will be public open houses September 15th through the 18th. They're coming up right away. And then a public hearing in June of 2015. So what we are hoping to do is to gather as much public input and information on this before any decisions are made. As Mayor Murphy said, when you're looking at financing infrastructure like this, our resources are limited, and we're trying to make sure that when we make decisions around how to finance these types of major projects, that we're doing them in a way that recognizes the public's concern and comment, as well as the financial constraints that we face when we're looking at increasing the reliability of the infrastructure that we all use. So this will continue to be a public process. There are no final decisions made as of yet. And please stay involved, stay engaged, ask your friends and neighbors to do the same. It will be a very extensive public outreach before any decisions are made. And thank you for that very important comment and question.
Commissioner Ed Peterson, thank you. Sorry about that. Let's hear the results of our polling question again. We asked how frequently would you be willing to pay approximately $6 to save 40 minutes on your afternoon westbound C-70 commute from I-25 to Wadsworth. 54% said you will not use the tolled express lanes, and 35% said you would use the lanes occasionally. We appreciate your input. We're taking note of all the public input, and as Commissioner Peterson mentioned, we've got more opportunities coming up next week, so we appreciate that. Let's go next to Dennis. Dennis, go ahead.
Well, I hate to ask this question again, but just help me clarify again. You said that this is going to be divided up in portions. I'm talking about the way the billing of the tolls would be coming from I-25 over to Wadsworth. Is it going to be like we do over on E-470 where each section has an amount that's being charged? And is it possible to just use, say, one or two of those segments versus using the whole segment all the way across for right now, which would be assumed around about $6?
Jerome, go ahead.
Thank you for your question. I mentioned earlier that we are in a preliminary stage with the traffic and revenue projections, and right now we offered up the typical trip of from I-25 to Wadsworth on C-470 westbound as being around $6. Right now we do not have a cost breakdown for what those intermediate trips would cost, but we will have that information later in the process. Thank you for your question.
Hi, this is Bob Murphy, and I think it's important to keep remembering that toll lanes will not be the only option for your commute, that there will always be two free lanes available as well in the eastbound direction and the westbound direction during peak times. So the managed lane, as it's called, the tolling lane, is simply a choice that individual drivers will have, but the free lanes will always be there as well.
All right, thanks for that clarification and reminder. It's an important point. Let's go to Mike next. Mike, go ahead.
Yes. Since you're only talking from Kipling and Wadsworth over to Platte Canyon, that's the only part in Jefferson County, I don't know why Lakewood's involved. And for Jefferson County, the best money we could spend would be to expand the intersection at 470 and I-70. That's where the problem lies, because you're taking three lanes and dropping them down to one.
Mr. Roger, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike, for the question. And that's exactly, when you look at the planning process, we are in the phase two planning process here. And with the completion of the PEL, what that will provide us with that opportunity to prioritize those areas, whether it be Morrison Road and 470, whether it be I-70 and 470 interchange, it's that prioritization. The environmental report has already been completed for and is in place for phase one, segment one. We're looking, that would be in segment two, and we have many reports and processes to go through with this coalition. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Albert next. Albert, you've patiently waited. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Is it possible here's the reason why, to give the veterans a discount, because when you use 470 to get into by the new clinic at Jefferson County, and also when they build a new hospital, I'd like to see Colorado be the leader and see the veterans get a discount on this or get a free annual pass. Is that possible?
Mr. Peterson?
Thank you, Albert, for the question. And by the way, it sounds to me like you might be a veteran. And if you are, I want to thank you for your service. As said before, we're just in the process of trying to set these. I think that's always a possibility, and I think that's something that should be part of the conversation as we move forward, maybe with some form of reduced tolling for veterans who are specifically going to the hospital or things like that. These types of issues are way down into the weeds where we are right now. So as we develop this process and the analysis, the financial analysis of the project as it moves through, I think that's a good point to keep in mind, and I thank you for that question, and I will make a note of that and make sure that that's part of the discussion as we move forward. So once again, thanks for holding for such a long time, and thanks for the question.
All right. We've got a few minutes left. There's still time to press star 3 if you'd like to ask a question. Jerome, there's some exciting improvements in the design of the I-25 C-470 interchange that are planned and that have changed since we last discussed this project with the public. Do you want to take a minute and talk about that?
Sure, Roger. One of the things we're most excited about is what we're planning to do at the I-25 and C-470 interchange. We are planning three direct connection ramps being included to provide drivers a choice to utilize the westbound tolled express lanes or travel in non-tolled lanes when entering the westbound C-470 corridor from I-25 and E-470. Anybody that's driven through this area knows that section between I-25 and Quebec is one of the most congested pieces of the corridor. And again, we are going to provide motorists the opportunity to bypass that congestion as they're coming from both southbound I-25 and northbound I-25 and even E-470. We're going to give them the opportunity to get directly into the express toll lanes rather than mixing in with all of the turbulence and congestion.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Julie next. Julie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you. Good evening, and thank you very much.
I am just curious. I'm from originally Southern California, where obviously we have a lot of freeway systems, and they keep expanding them, adding more lanes, adding more lanes. I think it's Garden Grove now has 8 lanes in each direction, 16 lanes across. It doesn't matter. They're still sitting there in traffic times. So what I'm kind of curious about is where are you headed with this? You're going to add more lanes now. How long down the road is it before we do see an improved mass transit or light rail? And it may have been answered. You may have already answered that, and I just wasn't clear on it. But I'm just curious, are you looking at it, say, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road?
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Julie. Don Rosier, Jefferson County Commissioner, and that is a great question. And in fact, if you look at the RTD, the Regional Transportation District's plan, transit along C-470 is in the RTD's 2040 unfunded vision plan. So when you look, it's a long ways out there, and that's when they're even going to consider the construction. So it's a considerable amount of time. We have that need right now, and that's why we're looking at the process on what to do to better the situation, because RTD is looking out that 2040 horizon. Thank you.
All right, let's go next to Dennis. Denise, go ahead, Denise, sorry.
Hi, my question is, I guess I'm frustrated seeing that there's going to be more money spent on this when I see, like, the bridge at Southwest Plaza that goes to nowhere, how much was spent on that when it could have been used more properly. I also see a lot of construction going on Quincy that they've been doing for a couple years now, and I don't care what time of day you drive through there, they're just standing, they're not getting the job done. So I know that is going to be similar work on C-470, and I think that's going to create a lot of frustration. And if you expand all those different lanes, just like a previous caller said, you know, that's just going to add more and more to it. At what point is it efficient driving? Thank you.
Jerome, do you want to address that? We looked at several funding options here on C-470, and there's certainly Bob even could chime in. There's a statewide conversation that's been going on about funding for projects like this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great question, and the C-470 Coalition spent a great deal of time doing public outreach and did telephone town halls just like this to arrive at the preferred funding alternative. The three funding alternatives that were put out to the public were an all-toll option, and then there was a tax initiative option that included both sales and property tax, and then the final was our express toll lane funding alternative. Again, there was an extensive public outreach process that the coalition went through to arrive at this funding alternative decision, and we respect that there are varied opinions, but again, that was the voice of the public.
Hi, it's Bob Murphy, and again, the similar polling and similar conversations have been going on at the statewide level, and again, multimodal mass transit and highway expansion in the metro area, and highway expansion and really safety enhancements throughout the state of Colorado. I'm thinking a lot of those narrow outstate roads that don't even have shoulders or don't have passing lanes. And once again, while almost everybody agrees that we need some improvements in transportation capacity throughout the state, the difficulty comes in deciding how to fund those. And obviously, under Tabor, and rightly so, we have to ask the people for permission to raise taxes. And at this point in time, the polling has been pretty consistent statewide that folks are not quite ready yet for a substantial tax increase in order to fund all of these. So the managed lane option really is the kind of the sweet spot for the compromise in the middle. Thanks.
Denise, this is Don Rosier, one of the Jefferson County Commissioners, and you mentioned Quincy Construction. I just wanted to mention that if you go along there, you'll see the high power overhead lines, and the delay there has occurred because of some Excel work in that area. And also, I just wanted to point out that you mentioned the bridge over Wadsworth at Bowles. That's exactly why we're doing this process, and I feel that what we're doing here with telephone town halls and getting out the information is to hear from people. And I don't believe that was done when that construction was processed. So this is a great step forward, a great way to move forward, to hear from everybody, to hear the opinions, to understand where everyone's coming from. And I believe this is a great process in which we're going through. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Dan next. Dan, go ahead.
Okay, I've got one question, and then I'm online for another question. But my first question is, why are we not receiving federal money for these projects when the federal government knows the whole infrastructure is horrible and our federal taxes are higher than any place else, both residential, both personal and corporate taxes are higher than any place else, and we cannot get government money to help with our infrastructure. What is the problem with that?
Commissioner Peterson, do you want to talk about, we have a good record of getting federal dollars, I believe, here in Colorado. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for that question. And sometimes it does get a little frustrating when you take a look at the amount of money we send for transportation to Washington and the amount we receive back. However, having said that, when you take a look at transportation infrastructure within the state and within major metropolitan areas, we do get assistance from the federal government on major projects. Part of the funding on this particular project would exist through more than likely a TIFIA loan from the federal government. We haven't finalized those financing yet as well, but we continue to get federal monies from the Transportation Department for maintenance. The unfortunate situation right now is that we have a large need, not just in Colorado, but nationwide, in our infrastructure condition. And quite honestly, we haven't raised the gas tax at the federal level for 20-plus odd years. The same thing here in the state of Colorado, and yet the construction cost and maintenance cost of our infrastructure continues to escalate. And it's one of those things, you know, when we look at how funding is achieved from these different levels, we have to remember that those funding sources are ourselves. And in the state of Colorado, when we look at this, and as Mayor Murphy said, rightly so, we have to come to all of us, to the taxpayers of the state, to take a look at this. And in poll after poll, currently, right now, there seems to be no momentum to increase the gas tax or to increase some of these other funding sources. So when we look at these types of tolling options, that is, as Mayor Murphy said, and I think Commissioner Roser as well, these are direct user fees. So if you want to use the tolling lanes, you can. That's a choice that you have. The free lanes will always be there, and they're not really free lanes. They're lanes that we've all paid for at a cost, and there's a cost to maintain them as we go through. So, it's one of those complex situations that we have to get serious about. And right now, the conversation centers around alternative financing packages and involving the private sector to help us with these infrastructure needs. So thank you for the comments, and thank you for the question.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Jerome, we have covered a lot of information tonight. Where can folks get more information about the project?
Thanks, Roger. First, I want to let listeners know that we have several open houses scheduled next week. Each open house will be from 6 to 8 p.m. On Monday, September 15th, we will be at the Ken Carl Ranch House located at 7676 South Continental Divide Road. On Tuesday, September 16th, at the Highlands Ranch Metro District Office at 62 Plaza Drive. On Wednesday, September 17th, we'll be at the Lone Tree Arts Center. That address is 10075 Common Street in Lone Tree. Finally, on Thursday, September 18th at Homestead Elementary School at 7451 South Homestead Parkway. You can also find more information, including the full public open house schedule I just detailed, by typing C470 Express Lanes, C470 Express Lanes, into your favorite search engine. This will take you to www.coloradodot.info, projects, C470 Express Lanes, and the Coalition's website can be found at www.c470coalition.com. CDOT is preparing a revised environmental assessment, or EA, and there will be a public hearing mid-2015. We will have extensive and ongoing public information efforts throughout the construction phase as well. As I mentioned earlier in the call, the preliminary schedule has construction for the C470 improvements beginning in the summer of 2016.
All right, thanks, Jerome. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our call tonight. We're sorry if we didn't get to you, but you can still leave us a comment or a question at the end of the call. So just stay on the line. On behalf of the C470 Coalition, CDOT, and all of our panel members, thank you for participating, and have a good evening.